B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Yes, may I speak at the disc jockey, please?
You are speaking to the disc jockey. Can I guess who this is?
Well, do you think you know who
I do
this
know.
Is?
I do know. You're Southwest Florida's troublemaker, Miss Sarita Williams.
Yes, this is Sarita Williams.
Yes. How have you been, Sarita? I have not heard from you in a while. You must have been out visiting family somewhere, because I would have expected another call earlier than this. You must have been, what, were you traveling?
Due to your actions, sir, I have suffered from a crippling disorder that have left me unable to monitor your hate radio program.
What happened to you, Sarita?
I nearly lost my marriage.
What, are you married now?
Well, no, I'm engaged, but I nearly lost my fiancé. Because I have now had the benefit of counsel, both legal, psychological, and spiritual, and I know what you're up to now.
You know what we're up to now, what I'm up to. What are you talking about, Miss Williams?
I finally
hope you're okay.
I have finally seen the light as to what you're up to, and you and I both know what you're talking about. And my question to you.
Yes?
And I only do this out of the goodness of my heart.
Everybody knows you have a good heart, Sarita. Big heart.
Sir.
Ma'am!
Now, I wanted to give you the opportunity that if we could make certain arrangements, I would tell my lawyer to cease and desist.
What?
Any further legal action toward yourself.
Hold on a second. I want you to stop right there, Sarita. You're speaking in terms of a lawsuit. You got a litigious tone to you. Now, I haven't done anything. I come in here every day, do a radio show, and somehow you think something I have done is directed at you, that you've needed spiritual, medical, psychological, legal. What have I done to you, and you're going to give me an opportunity to do what?
Well, you have a limited opportunity.
Limited.
I have to give you 24, and I give you 48 hours.
48 hours for what, Sarita?
If you come up with $500, I let it go.
What? What? What, are you blackmailing me? That sounds like blackmail. I come up with money, you shut up about something?
Well.
Blackmail. That's blackmail.
I did not say I was going to shut up about nothing. I was just saying that I would not pursue a legal remedy.
What? Okay, let's start from the beginning down here, Sarita.
$500 in cash.
You want that in 20s? You want that in $100 bills? Get a mixed denomination? How about a lot of ones? I stopped with this right now. What have I done to you?
Now, I would accept the cash in any form. If you're asking what I would prefer.
Yeah, personal check.
I would prefer $1 bills wrapped in a rubber band.
Ah, gas station style.
Uh-huh.
What? No, wait. Before I say no, which is going to be my final answer, no, why do you want $500 from me in regards to not continuing with a legal end of this? What did I do to you?
Might really want to think this over, because I know for a fact it ain't just me.
Oh,
it ain't just me you've been doing wrong.
Wait a second. Somebody just corrected me. That isn't blackmail. That's extortion. You're trying to extort money out of me.
No, I'm offering you a legal settlement.
A legal settlement to what, Miss Williams?
You give me the money I want.
You keep
and
saying
I
you want money.
And I won't file against you in this particular matter.
I guess there are other investigations going on with me.
Sir,
ma'am,
I have been speaking to professionals about you, and the word I keep hearing over and over again is problematic.
That's a very overused term these days, Sarita, and I don't think I've ever, in the 20-some-odd years that I've known you, you've ever used the phrase problematic. You have been talking to somebody. You have been listening to other people, haven't you?
I've been talking to many other people. And if you don't come up with that $500, you ain't going to be liking what you're going to be reading in the news press, because there's an editorial.
Editorial in the news press.
All we got to do is send it to the newspaper, and they have to publish it. And it will be talking all about what you've done.
Stan, you're saying Stan is problematic.
Stan is problematic.
In what?
There, we agree on something.
No, we didn't agree. I'm just trying to... ma'am, I'm trying to get this all straight in my head. What? I don't socialize with you. I don't see you on the street. I don't go and hang out in the same community that you hang out in. I don't go to your church. I don't go to your grocery store. I don't go to any of these things. I just do a radio show 5 days a week for 4 hours a day, and you're throwing terms out at me. Problematic. You want $500 in $1 bills with elastic bands around them, or you're going to the papers, because I know what I've done.
Do you need me to spell it out for
yes,
you?
Yes, I do.
You have been misusing your powers of masculine sexuality. have caused me to become mentally ill to the point that I desire you, that I find you sexually attractive.
Wow!
That my body react in a certain way when I hear your voice.
Well, it's very Pavlovian. You've been hearing it for a long time.
That I have become obsessed, where I'm looking at YouTube videos of you waddling around like a fat little duck that I just want to lay down. Now, sir, you know what you're doing.
No, I don't.
You understand you're big, you're sexy. You have to know the effect that would have on women, and it is patently unfair. I see your hair lip, gray-haired ass, and I just go nuts.
That's not my problem. That's your problem.
And I have such impure thoughts of the things that I want to do with and to you.
I don't want to think about that.
I have problematic fantasies that involve you screaming porterhouse at the tops of your lungs.
Yeah, nice safe word. Wait a second. How long has this been going on?
Well, it's a slow process, your brainwashing of what you do to women.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just being me, Sarita.
You have been highly abusive to women.
How dare you say that?
You have been using your sexuality to try to get things over on the women.
And so,
because I know I can't be the only one.
Well, I don't think you are. I understand that, but that's just my
magnetism. Because what I'm talking about is raw, unbridled sexual charisma.
So all of these years that you claim I've been spewing hate radio, all these years...
You are the devil.
You called me the devil on numerous times. You've gone to my supervisor. It's all because you, Sarita, have the hots for me.
Sir, it is not the heart. It is a psychological, medical disease.
It's a disease.
That you have inflicted upon me and every woman that listened to your show.
Is it the same disease that you've had with Eddie Taylor and obviously your previous husband that allowed you to have, at least that I know of, seven different children with a man? So I guess the man is to blame,
sir,
for you having seven children.
Sir,
and now I'm to blame.
Sir,
ma'am!
Do you really think that $500 is too little to ask when you have spoiled me for all other men?
That is all I spoil you. This is a bunch of crap. You know what? You are extorting me.
And I'm going to tell you something. I don't want you to get confused.
Yeah.
I do not love you.
Yeah.
What is going on is nothing more, and I know this now thanks to my counselor.
Yeah.
It is nothing more than lust. Uh-huh. It is a pre-programmed bodily reaction.
Right, that you have, the disease that you have.
That you have manipulated.
I have manipulated. Can I ask you one question before I cough up the 500?
Yes,
sir. Are there any other men in the public eye that do this to you?
The only one else that ever did that was... what's his name? He play a character called Balky.
Did you know that when Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone, he proposed answering it with ahoy? Ahoy. I like it.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
whatever you do, Stan, don't press the red button. Damn it. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Everybody there? Everybody's gang? Stan and Haney here. Monday edition.
Let me just start right off and...
Yeah, get it up.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What? Nothing.
What is your problem?
No, I don't got a problem. I got it. Well, I do. I got a problem.
I got a tip for you, though.
Well, what's the tip?
Well, I know you buy TVs a lot more often than I do.
What are you talking about? I haven't bought a TV in the last 3 years.
And before that, we agreed on that Sharp.
Yeah. That was the... Well, I had the Quattro.
And we did all kinds of research.
Yeah.
When was that?
10 years ago.
Well, that's when I bought my TV. Okay? Yeah. 10 years ago.
Did you buy a new TV?
No, but I guess I need to.
Why? What?
Because I'm going to tip you to something right now.
Yeah.
You said you don't watch the Game of Thrones.
No,
my girlfriend
does.
It's going to be years, years down the line before you start watching it and say, hey, HBO's got a big hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Last night's episode.
Yeah.
And not spoiling anything for anyone.
Yeah.
Last night's episode is the one that you want to use to test out if you like a TV or not. Because it was the most insane challenge to the black level on your TV you will ever see.
I'm amazed you're talking about that. Because when she watches The Thrones, I go and do other things. She was getting, she said, the whole first half was really dark.
Yeah, see, my TV, and I did it specifically, I traded that off so that I could get good quality fast motion for sports. And so my black level isn't as good.
It's tough.
And I saw it last night where I'm like, I can't see a damn thing.
She said the exact same thing.
On your set?
Yeah, well, it's been 10 years since you realized what I got. The one I have now, which is the 4K, it stops. You can, a golf ball being hit on a golf turn, I can see the entire flight of the ball. It is so fast. And when the Thrones was on last night, she was bitching and complaining about it, that it was too dark, that she couldn't see what was going on.
Yeah, so...
But they do that for the sake of art, by the way.
Well, I mean, it worked to a certain extent.
You know,
well, you think about it. If you see a fire being lit, and then you see the fire spreading over like 2 or 3 miles almost, yeah. I mean, it was pretty impressive. But I was thinking, that's what I want to see when I'm checking out the black level on a TV.
Yeah, well,
because there were times when mine, it was just a blur.
Yeah.
A black blur.
That was the last night at my house.
But you got a good TV.
I didn't care. I wasn't paying attention to it.
I noticed you got that TV without talking to me, which means you didn't really look into it.
Oh, I did. It melds with everything because it's a Samsung.
Which is what I suggested you got the first time.
That one's 10 years ago.
And I stand by it.
Whatever. I've had this one for 3.
Yeah? Well, my 10-year-old set's still working.
Good. You need to listen to me.
What?
What
do you got there?
I got a piece of paper. I'm not saving this for...
Is this more important than checking the black level on your television set?
Not for me.
Of course.
Not for me. For you, maybe. For you.
What does anything have to do with me?
Remember, what was it, a week ago, maybe a little bit longer, where that mysterious girl emailed you?
Yes.
She emailed you back.
And I, you know, I thought I was polite about it.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
I'll just read part of it, because, again, I'm not going to, it's none of anybody's business. I won't disclose her identity. But I'll just let you know, and it's in the other room. Ahoy, Mark. I'm sending you some pictures of me. A big thanks to Stan for being discreet with my name over the airwaves. I appreciate it. And then she goes on saying, no pressure, no phone number. And
No, I mean, my only point with that was that obviously she knows something about me.
And
I don't know a thing about her.
I mean, you might want to. Well, here, I'll tell you what about her.
Well, does she want this known?
I think so. These are all basic. It doesn't say anything, you know, that she says that she's lived here since 2001. No kids. She works a lot. There's a bonus.
Well, that's ideal. Yeah.
Likes to ride bicycles. Enjoys a cocktail now and then. Love music. Everything but jazz. And she doesn't want to get into that. But she sent you pictures.
Well, that was very nice of her.
She's nice. She's. I went and I said, okay, brace yourself for this one. Let's see, because here's what she did. Not just one picture.
Different, like a photo array?
Just different scenario pictures, close-ups, faraways.
Like, here she is at the post office. Here she is at the beach. Here's her getting on an airplane, that kind of stuff.
One of them is she's with an animal.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
But I'm going to give you this. This is for you. She's nice. I could see the two of you. I can see the two of you together.
Oh, God bless her. Oh.
What?
Well, she just got major points.
What?
That sentence right under, I haven't even read the whole thing. Out at me. Yeah. Right, the sentence after a big thanks to Stan.
Yeah.
That's major points.
Again, she's getting, yes. Thing is, when we take the break, I will come down the hallway. I'll go on the computer and I'm far be it from me to tell you what to do, but
you know
I was pleasantly surprised.
You know, I'm in a time warp.
What are you talking about?
I realized over the weekend I needed something out of the office.
No, I know all about it. And you are in a time warp.
So I go to the office, la-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da, no problem. What the hell? My key doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, I know.
It genuinely perplexed me.
It should have. It perplexed me for about a minute.
And then I realized, when was that?
About 6 months ago.
Stan's always wanted a corner office, and so the key that I have is now somebody else's office, not mine.
Which is why, if Bonehead staggers around here today, I'm going to give him the key and I'm going to have him make some copies. Because I only have one key. Now, I do know that I made copies of the other office that now belongs to somebody. Now, and those keys are all over the place. Now, anybody can get into that office.
Now, interestingly, I wonder if the key I have is even on this side of the building. It's not the key
to the old office
across from the men's room.
You just have it?
It
to the old office.
Okay. Not that bad.
Not the old office across from the men's room. The old office, which is also across from the new men's room.
Also across from the new men's room. Yes. Yeah, they keep us there for some reason.
Yes. But, so if Scatterbrain comes in today, which incidentally, there's talk in the hallways. He owes everybody in this building money.
Why?
So I saw Tight Shirt Tony from the Spanish station.
Yeah?
He's out there with Enrique. And he looks me right in the eye. He says, Dave coming in today? I said, I don't know. He owes me money. I said, from how long ago? I don't know, a couple of weeks. I said, what did he want the money for? He couldn't get over the bridge. I said, that's the oldest trick he uses. I said, he probably made off with $20 that day. I said, you know, there's a way to get over there without having to take the bridge. And he said, I know, that's what I told him. But he gave such a whine act that I gave him money.
Aren't there other poor people that live in Cape Coral? What
yes,
do they
there
do?
Are. They take the other way around, the 75 over and take the exit by the Civic Center. That's what I do. I ain't giving Kate
Just
Carlin
philosophically, you're not going to pay the toll.
Yep. Yeah. We'll be back. Got a bunch of other things to talk about.
Remember, you heard it here first. Great way to check that black level on the TV.
Yeah. What the? Yeah.
The Game of Thrones battle episode.
I can't see anything. Well, that's the way they want it. Art. It's for art.
And she was that way the whole episode.
I left the room. Go watch your show.
Well,
because I guess there was some big battle with more breathing dragons.
It's good to know it wasn't just me.
Yep. I will be back. Stan and Haney.
A distant deep space civilization has been consistently sending signals to the people of Earth for millennia. For the past 2 decades, we've been sending them this. Then they stopped sending the signal. Oh, well, f*** them if they can't take a joke. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
I will have you know, Stan was bopping, banging his head to the Beastie Boys.
Damn straight, man.
Son, you realize we played that when it was new?
Yep.
And you didn't like it then.
I didn't know what these wild kids were up to.
Turn that down, Haney. Yeah.
Larry King had another heart attack.
Oh. I wonder if we'll get a sequel to the book then.
Yeah.
You
Mr.
know what?
Mr. King,
you're having a heart attack. Yeah.
Last Thursday, 85, brought to the ICU. He's still there. Expected to get checked out today. Heart attack.
The worst thing he ever did was when he married a hot young broad, and she won't divorce him.
Well,
she
does
everything
like
else.
His sixth marriage. He married the same woman twice.
Oh, that was in the 60s, Stan.
I know. He's 85.
No, but this one he's got now, Sean, you know, he doesn't even know if those are his kids.
Nope.
And then she's doing the baseball coach, and she does it all right in front of him.
Yeah. Hey, what's he going to do about it? There she is. There's the lovely bride.
Yeah, because he got with her when he was on top of the game.
I know.
And he realizes now, if she cleans him out at this point, he's not going to earn back that money.
No, no.
The other broads he could.
Yep. He had a thing for Angie Dickinson, too.
Who didn't?
No. Are you right on that?
I believe that her and Marilyn Monroe slept with every possible human being there was.
Big stars.
Yeah. Those are the ones you hear about.
Yep.
And, you know, Marilyn, it didn't used to be that way. Because you were still supposed to keep quiet about it.
Oh, yeah.
And then once certain people passed away, everything came out.
And the talking.
On the other hand, Angie Dickinson was much more forthright.
Let me tell you something. She slept with everybody from the Rat Pack to presidents.
Yeah, but she didn't make a secret of it.
No.
That may be why she's alive.
Yeah, well, grab bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
Because you keep that stuff covered up and then get mouthy. Next thing you know, you're on the phone with your psychiatrist and things ain't going so good.
I'll tell you on the show today, Woodstock 50 canceled.
I didn't even know there was a
Woodstock. Oh, yeah, it was supposed to be big.
Where were they doing it anywhere in New York?
Yes,
or?
They were going to do it at Watkins Glen. Canceled. And they already paid people, bands, to be there.
Up front?
Yeah, I think they paid them already.
Good for them.
They're already...
A rare win for the band.
They had already coughed up $30 million. And the organizers were looking to Live Nation and AEG to kick in another $20 million. It's a long story. I'll talk about it in a minute.
Good for the bands.
Yeah.
Also, how many times do they get stiffed?
Back in the day, the original one, 4 o'clock safe word today. In just a little while, about an hour, we're going to play the Billboard Who Was Number One Wayback Machine later on today. You know, I gotta hand it to this radio station. They're always looking for that promotion that they can do, and it doesn't cost a whole heck of a lot of money. I guess this will be starting, I think, sometime this week.
Other stations in this town may say they have the best traffic or the best news.
But only one can boast the most accurate and up-to-date time of any of them. Us. Introducing AccuTime. The most comprehensive and laser-focused time available. Here's our program director to tell you about it.
We looked at AccuWeather, but hey, meteorologists are wrong about half the time. We may not be able to predict if your picnic will happen because of rain, but we'll make for darn sure you're there on time.
Don't believe AccuTime is important? Just listen to what some of our listeners have to say.
The other day I was listening to another station, and they were saying it was like 8:06. I turned back here and saw it was actually 8:05. Those guys are like so stupid.
Time is money in my business. I actually sell clocks. It's nice to know when I set them, my time is right.
AccuTime. We have too much time on our hands, so you don't have to.
I didn't realize there were other stations.
I didn't either. We're in our own world.
Because every time I purchase a new vehicle, yeah, I put it on 96.1, and there's no reason ever to change it.
Exactly.
Suppose I could.
Remember when we were over in Melbourne? John Glenn Chevrolet Titusville time is...
Yep.
They sold the effing time!
Well, I told you, that was... You would complain about that, but you got there just as it ended when it flipped from country to top 40.
Yeah.
And at 11:15 every weekday, the next 15 minutes of country music are brought to you by Dell's Freeze.
Yep.
That's right, folks. Dell's Freeze, with all your favorite flavors of ice creams and blah, 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 blah. And then at 11:20, a spot would run. Hi, I'm Dell from Dell's Freeze. We have a variety of frozen things available. Now back to more of the country music that I have personally paid for. And then at 11:30, the previous 15 minutes of country music have been brought to you by Dell's Freeze. And that's all. That was it. He didn't run a spot any other time of day. I guess 11:15 to 11:30 to him was peak ice cream decision-making time.
Hey, I bet you thought I forgot.
Motivational Monday.
No.
Motivational Monday.
The power of one. Start your day by drinking one cup of water. Start by paying toward one debt. Start by making one sale. Start by deleting one old contact. Start by walking one lap.
No.
Start by attending one event. Start by writing one paragraph. Just start. Start today. The power of one.
Motivational Monday.
There you go. That's for you, Henny.
Hold on. Are the Beasley starting a cult or something?
How do you know they don't already have one?
We could do that. Get into the self-help business.
Yeah, anybody can do that.
We know a thing or two.
We sure do.
Because we've seen a thing or two.
So, the NFL draft was being held, where was it? In Nashville.
I could not believe that. And you know, I've seen the draft over the years. To see that many people in the street?
Here's the problem.
They said it was like 100,000 people in the street.
Yes, well, there's a reason for that. There were a lot of bachelorette parties in Nashville this weekend because it is a popular destination for this time of year. So they have all the bachelorette parties, and most bachelorettes had no idea that the NFL draft was being held there this weekend.
And so, think about the crowd the NFL draft draws.
Yes. That's why the bachelorettes were very upset.
It just changes, like, the crowd, like, what you're here for. Like, I don't want to hang out with a bunch of football guys.
Nope.
Like, I'm good. I already have to watch football on Sundays.
And did you realize that the NFL draft was going to be here?
No.
No idea. Like, mind blown when we landed.
We had no idea.
No idea.
No idea.
When did I start planning the draft? Because I feel like I just found out about this.
I found out 3 days ago, and it made me want to cry.
We had to get dropped off early and walk the rest of the way.
The person that's going to pay for this is my husband when I refused to watch football the entire season. Like, the worst.
My God, that was a composite of every woman I've ever been with.
That's right.
I don't care about the draft. I don't want to hear about football.
This is great.
You got nothing to say, though?
What about the draft?
Yeah, you got nothing to say?
I don't care. Dolphins made a good deal.
You think it was a good deal?
Of course not. It's going to blow up in their face.
For
that Rosen.
For a late second, I mean right on the verge of the third.
And they got a good deal.
He was a top 10 pick last
year. I understand that. But he's going to the Dolphins.
Well, he was on the Cardinals, mm-hmm. and they actually did worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why they had the number one pick to get a new quarterback.
That's right.
And that's what we're doing next year.
For years, and we still do it, Haney and I have been spokespeople for a mattress firm.
Yep.
They are geniuses.
Yes, they are.
Mattress firm has just started an internship, and it's called a snooze turn. They will have let their interns sleep.
Hey guys, I'm Julianne.
And I'm Rhea.
And we're Mattress Firm's first ever snooze turns. Last summer, we were lucky enough to get paid to sleep.
Yep, that's right. It's a real thing.
After sleeping my best life, I realized that my experience was more than just an internship. Being snooze turn was the job of my dream.
Yeah.
Get it? And now, it's your turn. Mattress Firm is looking for their next slumber star, so if you think you have what it takes to be the next snooze turn, go to mattressfirm.com/snooze turn to learn more.
Yep, they'll pay you to sleep.
Now, Stan, do you still have to have amateur sleeping left? Any eligibility, amateur eligibility
yes,
left?
You're a professional.
Yeah.
I mean, you're ineligible.
I couldn't do it.
No. You've done it professionally.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be fair. I'm listening to these gals. They, you know, they mean well, yeah. but they don't know what they're doing.
Nope. They don't.
They probably don't even snore.
Nope. At least what it would be funny breathing, but not a real snore.
Mm-hmm. They keep the camera on me. Look at that. That may be a record. He has been in full-blown sleep apnea for the past 7 minutes. This is amazing, folks. And there he goes.
Yeah,
like a lawnmower is starting up.
You're not eligible. Speaking of mattresses, this has gone everywhere. It was talked about this morning. Even part-time Ken. See, they got part-time Ken in here until Mangus can take over. This guy.
Is that official now? We're allowed to mention
it's
him?
It's all official, yeah.
And Mangus. We're very happy.
Yeah, we're very happy.
Not so much about part-time Ken, though.
Let me tell you, this guy.
If he doesn't give you the heebie-jeebies.
He does! Look, I finally pinpointed, and I've warned you about this guy. We're wondering who messes with all of our stuff. So he comes in for the first time. I don't know when the hell last time he's worked. I think the last time we saw him.
I saw him in the hall last week.
Okay, but he wasn't working in here. He was doing busy work somewhere else.
I didn't even know if he was on the clock at all. He was just glad-handing people.
But he was in here and shut off everything. Headphones shut off, monitors shut off.
What, thinking that's how it's done?
He's knob-turning. Again, he's the one that does it. Well, I warned you about this guy.
What, does he think he's doing something good by doing that?
I don't know. It doesn't do anything good. Leave the stuff alone.
It's not yours.
Everything, that's right. Everything's set the way it's supposed to be set. Leave it alone. But he talked about it. There's a 37-year-old guy here in the Sunshine State. What was he doing on Friday? Smoking meth. And thought his girlfriend was cheating on him. Where was the guy hiding? Inside the bed.
A man in Fort Walton Beach is accused of beating up a mattress, believing there was someone inside. Felipe Oquendo is charged with kidnapping and drug possession. Deputies say his girlfriend was in the room. He thought she was cheating on him, and he attacked the mattress with a bedpost, ripping it open because he thought the man she was cheating on him with was inside the mattress. Okaloosa County deputies say Oquendo later admitted that he had been smoking meth.
You sure that's not Felipe Herrera?
Remember him?
Yeah.
Remember Felipe Herrera?
Yeah. He was a real hothead.
Why
do people do meth?
I don't know.
It seems like, you know, the research is in on that.
That
it makes you just believe horrible things.
Pick at your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad.
It convinces you that things are even worse than they are. Why would that be recreational?
So, NBA playoffs are going on. I don't care.
Nobody does. I don't follow it anymore.
But you've seen it when the courtside reporter will go after the game or something and talk to the star of the game.
It always reminds me of Gordon Solie.
Well, the players...
You know, where the reporter comes up to the player's waist and holding the mic up there.
The players will give one or two answers because they're required to talk to the media, and then they want to get off into the locker room.
But we just need to execute.
That was Leonard of the Toronto Raptors. He was being interviewed after game one. Finished the interview. Couple questions. That's it? What?
What differentiates you when the defense is right there in your face and you still hit those tough shots?
My teammates have confidence in me. I work on those shots every day. And, it just went down tonight. I was able to knock it down.
All right. Thank you, Kawhi. We've got to go. Thank you.
One. All right. That was great.
Wait, you want more questions?
No, I'm good. I'm good with one.
All right, guys. Bye.
Kawhi seemed a little upset, Ross.
Yeah, you expect him to go longer. HBO ran the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame stuff last night. You'll be able to see it all.
How did they run that? Game of Thrones was on.
Yeah, I know. I guess at a different time. It ran on Saturday. There's a couple of clips that out of a bunch of them. I didn't care a whole heck of a lot of them. Brian May of Queen inducted Def Leppard and talked about how lead singer Joe Elliott saved his life once.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I went backstage to see him afterwards. They invited me, and the boys say, "Will you come up and play with us tomorrow night?" And Joe warned me. He said, "Watch out for the fireworks at the end, Brian. Just be careful." But I'm at the end. We're up behind the drums, and there's a kind of chasm in front of us where the fire's about to come out. I have no idea. And I'm like giving it all this, and Joe's going, Bri! And I'm thinking he's just kind of appreciating me, you know? Anyway, this huge sheet of flame comes up in front of me, and just in time, Joe's dragged me out of it. So early on in our career, Joe Elliott saved my life.
And they inducted him.
I'm sorry about that, Brian. Yeah. You know, with the whole pyromania thing, they thought it would be big with the kids, you know, the flame pit.
Then I guess Don Henley surprised Stevie Nicks with her induction as a solo artist, so they decided to sing.
You in the moonlight with your sleepy eye. Could you ever love a man like me? Lovers forever, face to face.
They both sound good.
My city or my
That's what I was just thinking all these years later.
Sounds great.
I need you to love me. I need you today. Give me your letter. Take from me my lane.
They do.
That's crazy.
They sound great. The grab bag. Stan's audio grab bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
If that doesn't bring back memories and also illustrate the time that has passed.
I know. Still sound great. When we come back, we'll open up the phones, take your phone calls. I'll also tell you about Woodstock 50 being canceled.
I think it's for the best.
I'll tell you who was set to go. A lot of money sunk into it already. Here's what I don't understand. 50 years ago, we put a man on the moon, and we put together a rock festival that had about 500,000 people there. Here in 2019...
Well, unintentionally.
Yeah. Here in 2019, they can't figure out how to put a man back on the moon, and they can't pull off a rock festival that they estimated would only bring about 100,000 people. What went wrong?
Communism.
Yep. We'll be back.
Garrett, Hawaii 5-0.
Batman.
Kojak.
Frank Cannon.
Jim Rock.
Stan here.
This is 86 calling control.
I'm Mark Haney.
John Robinson commanding.
Les speaking.
Are you finished?
Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Telephone number into the studio. Who knows? You might pick up a prize. Area code 239-277-9600. Going to definitely give you a chance to win in about 30 minutes as we open up the big Billboard Hot 100 charts. I got the whole thing from the 50s to the early 2000s.
Oh, yeah. Remind me to get to work on that at some point.
Oh, yeah. For the Wayback Machine coming up. Before I go and tell you about Woodstock 50, that doesn't exist. This pertains to people here in the state of Florida. Governor DeSantis has signed into law a couple of things that you need to know about that are going to change the way people look at things. Floridians, this came from, I believe, the news press. No, this was from Wink News. Floridians will have to keep their e-cigarettes on the shelf while in most enclosed workplaces starting this summer. One of 10 new laws Governor DeSantis signed. It is a workplace ban on vaping and electronic devices. Apparently, this is going to be just like cigarette smoking in public places. You're going to have to get special rooms at hotels if you want to vape. You can't vape in...
I'm sorry, we have no vaping rooms available. Is smoking okay?
Yeah. You can't vape. You won't be able to vape in restaurants. Or it'll be the same thing like if it's a standalone bar that doesn't serve food, then you can. But anything else,
that's silly.
It's
basically cigarette rules.
And that's exactly what they say. The law will go into effect next fiscal year, July 1st. It mirrors the similar ban in Florida on smoking tobacco in enclosed indoor workplaces. The other one is a good one. Starting October 1st, it becomes a second-degree felony with up to a third-degree felony for people who kill or cause great bodily harm to police, fire, or search and rescue dogs and police horses. So you do any damage, you got big-time felony. So there you go. Those are two of the new laws. So forget the vaping that, I can go indoors and I'm not bothering anybody. They're going to have the same damn law for that they have for cigarettes.
I love, and this is a little bit off the air, but for Stan's birthday, I got him, it was like his all Howlin' Wolf birthday because he's, for some reason, he feels connected to Howlin' Wolf.
I do feel connected to him. And
I've always loved Muddy and the Wolf, but Stan is learning more and more about both of them.
Yeah, and I'm siding with the Wolf. By the way, there you go.
I love Muddy, man. Don't talk bad about Muddy.
I'm not talking bad about him. I just know what he did.
What do you claim he did?
And Wolf hated that he sat down when he played. Everything gonna be all right this morning. Said it was like going to a funeral.
That's because Muddy was a star, baby.
Yeah. They'd do a 45-minute set. Muddy would be on for about five of it.
You said he'd have his band up there playing, and he had the best band in the world. Playing for 40, 45 minutes, and Muddy would be sitting in the crowd with one of his girlfriends.
Yep, boozing it up.
Southern Comfort?
Yep. And then when there was about 5 minutes left to go before the break at the bar, he'd get up, sing a song, and walk off stage. And all the musicians are up there, the finest in the world, going, "What the are you doing? I'm going to join Wolf's band."
Now, why did they want to join Wolf's band?
Because he hung out with them.
Because you said Muddy would ride in a limousine and the band would have to make their own way with the equipment.
Yep.
Whereas Wolf had a nice big station wagon and he drove everybody.
Yep, and they'd all be hanging out and having a good time.
And you said they put the equipment on top of Wolf's station wagon.
Yeah, and it blew off one day in the Mississippi River. Everything went. Guitars, basses, stand-up basses, drums.
Everything.
Everything. Wolf said, don't worry about it. I'll buy you new ones.
Went to the next town and bought everybody new stuff.
Yeah.
That's a good man.
That is a damn good man. I'm fascinated. You got me the discs of Howlin' Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
There's one I bet you haven't heard. And it was unreleased. It's not his band. It's him, acoustic guitar, and just him singing. And it is stunning.
Which one is it?
I can't remember the name of the song.
Well, I know what you got, so I'll look at it. You can talk about Woodstock.
Go to the last disc, and I found my favorite Howlin' Wolf song, and it's not the ones that you think.
Well, my favorite is Killin' Floor Always.
Well, that's the classic. But bring up the disc. I'll show you which one you got to play. I love it, and it was towards the end of his musical career. But just when you get the playlist, let me show you.
I mean, you've got so many. Smokestack Lightning.
I know. They're all huge. They're legendary songs. These are ones that might not be familiar with. And they're good. So you got to realize early on in like the 50s when he was recording a lot of this stuff, the recording equipment wasn't as good as it was, say, late in his life when he was a much older man.
All right. I'm looking at the last disc.
All right. Go down. Moving. I love that song.
All right, let's see.
Love it.
It's the very last one on the box set.
And I love it.
That box set, man, that's becoming a collector's item.
It's amazing.
This speaks to you.
It does. I just love the sound of it. Yes, he does.
I drank wine every night. I go to go fishing every day.
God, I wish you could play and we could just go join his band.
Yeah.
Doesn't this sound good?
Oh, hell yeah. I wish you could play. I wish you could have been back with us when we were at Casey's Alley. You would have had such fun. This is what we did.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
I'm still a bad old man, but I ain't gonna touch.
This was like from 1973.
Oh, him and Muddy were both going in 73.
I know that.
And that's when what I was just playing, Muddy got with Johnny Winter and made big records. Yeah, these guys, they had a full career that was still going, but they weren't on top anymore. And then the kids discovered him.
Yeah.
And when I say kids, I'm talking about Mick Jagger and Eric Clapton rediscovered them, and all of a sudden they're bigger than ever.
Yep. That was the resurgence. The British blues players recognized. Hold on, they wanted to find out where the roots of the blues were, and they had and Muddy and Wolf and all, they had a resurgence in their career. It was amazing.
Yeah. Muddy and the Wolf were rock and roll before there was such a thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can play it in the background. I want to read about Woodstock here. This is this is. This is the acoustic one. This is phenomenal.
This is the one you were talking about? What I thought.
That's Wolf playing the guitar, and it's just him singing. Just sitting there.
I thought he didn't like sitting.
Well, but when he was old, he had to. He had bad heart, bad blood pressure, diabetes. They found me howling at your door. He's great. Woodstock 50 has been canceled.
And why do we have the reaction? It's probably for the best.
Earlier today, officials with the Dentsu Network, they're Asians, which is funding.
What have the Asians got to do with it?
Well, they're the ones that put up the initial money, which is funding the festival, released the following statement to Billboard. It's a dream for agencies to work with iconic bands and to be associated with meaningful movements. We have a strong history of producing experiences that bring people together around common interests and causes, which is why we chose to be part of the Woodstock 50th Anniversary Festival.
Hi.
But despite our tremendous investment of time, effort, and commitment, we don't believe the production of the festival can be executed as an event worthy of the Woodstock brand name, while also ensuring the health and safety of the artists, partners, and attendees. The statement goes on, as a result, and after careful consideration, the Asian Network said that they're going to cancel the festival. As difficult as it is, we believe this is the most prudent decision for all parties involved. Headliners for the three-day event included The Killers, Dead & Company, Imagine Dragons, and Jay-Z. Reps for the festival say concerns about the capacity of the festival's site readiness and permitting issues led to the cancellation, which had been scheduled for August 16th through the 18th. Last week, a representative for the festival reached out to officials from Live Nation and AEG to inquire about a $20 million investment. You know, you got some money? Both companies declined to put money in.
What if we combine Woodstock and the AAF into one entity?
The solicitation for money came just days after missing a deadline to begin selling tickets for the festival. Besides issues,
God they didn't sell tickets.
Yep. Besides issues with financing and permits, organizers were growing increasingly concerned that the Watkins Glen International Speedway would not be able to accommodate the 100,000 people.
They just don't have the guts to get it done like the guys at the Fyre Festival. They made it happen.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Word spread about that one, didn't it? More than $30 million had already been spent on the festival lineup. A source with knowledge of the proposal tells Billboard, and most artists have already been paid.
Damn, why couldn't I have gotten booked? I didn't want to play it, but I would have loved to have been booked.
But the artists that were there, been paid, just ain't gonna happen. 2779600. Who's this here? Let me. Ahoy.
Ahoy, Stan. Gary down in Naples. How you doing,
brother? Hey, Gary.
Katie, what's going on?
There he is. Good to hear from you, Gary.
What's
nice
happening?
To hear that music. Hey, I got a quick Larry King story.
He had a heart attack.
No, listen to that. Yeah, I know. I heard you before, but listen to this one.
What?
20 years ago, I'm a bellman at a major hotel on Marco Island. Larry King shows up in a limousine with a blonde. Out of the car, he's down there to visit a friend of his that's staying at a penthouse. So I check him in. He pulls bills. He says, "Geez, Gary, I only got 50s and 100s. I said, "Well, I take them too, Mr. King." He borrowed $2 off the blonde bimbo he was with. He says, "Here you go, kid. Thanks a lot."
That's Larry King.
That's a great guy.
Loan me $50.
Yeah, that's Larry King, you know, a track gambler from way back when. Why don't you read up on him and his early career in Miami? He had to leave town for a while.
Mm-hmm.
They were after him. Jeez. Okay, look, a little bit more.
And Uncle Neil knew all about it.
Yeah, he did. Just a little bit more here. Take a break. Everybody has their favorite decade of music. Think of your favorite decade. It could make you a winner if you know what was number one in a particular year. We'll open up the big Billboard Hot 100 book, and I'll give you three bands. You tell me which one was number one for that year. If you do, you'll win a nice prize. We'll do it when we come back.
What a band.
Let me tell you something. And if any of those band members tried anything or didn't come to work prepared, the wolf would fire them.
You don't want the wolf at your door.
And it would get violent if necessary.
He was a big man.
Yes, he was. Big feet.
When you think America, you think apple pie, hot dogs, beer, baseball, and Stan and Haney. We celebrate Stan and Haney. There you go.
Thank you.
On 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Your Monday's just about done. About 20 minutes away. Get your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, hour away from the Wayback Machine, about 20 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word, could get you a thou. But right now, we're going to give you a chance to win. I'll go over the prizes I've got in front of me. The Billboard's hottest Hot 100 hits for practically every year Billboard's been around. Your job is to think of your favorite decade of music, music that you think you really know. And then I will select a year, give you three songs. You tell me which one was number one for that year. You get it right. You're going to win a prize. I'll take the calls cold. If you answer correctly, you will have your choice of the following items. Winner's choice, While They Last, Stan and Haney Barbecue Saw, Bam's Restaurant in Naples. Maybe you want to see Killer Queen, UK's premier Queen tribute band at the Barber B Man on May the 1st. I've got tickets to go see Slayer at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater.
Where's Dave? He should have said woo.
Yeah, I know. They're going to be in concert May 10th. Got tickets for that. Got tickets for Rockville at Metropolitan Park in Jacksonville, May 3rd through the 5th. Korn, Chevelle, Rob Zombie, Judas Priest. Golf, Palmetto Pines, Eagle Ridge. Also, if you want to see Miracle Baseball tomorrow night, got tickets there. 277-9600. Your job is to just pick your favorite year. Why is that done here? Are you talking to somebody in there? Oh, yeah, I'll take them cold. Yep.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live. 277-9600. You tell me your favorite decade of music. I will give you three songs. You tell me which was number one for the year. You get it? You're going to win one of those prizes. 277-9600. Let's play Stan's know your hits. Why not? That sounds as good as anything. I will take calls cold and at random. You tell me your favorite decade of music. I'll give you a particular year. You tell me which song was number one for the year. Ahoy, who's this?
Mandy.
Mandy, how are you, Mandy?
Good, how are you?
Do you have a favorite decade of music?
Oh my gosh. I guess the 2000s.
The 2000s. How old are you, Mandy? If you don't mind
24.
Me. Okay. And so you all right, let's see. In the 2000s. Let's go to 2002. All right, you tell me of the three songs that I'm about to tell you, which one was number one for the year 2002, okay?
Okay.
I Need a Girl, Part One by P. Diddy and Usher. Ain't It Funny, J-Lo, or Dilemma by Nelly.
Oh, Dilemma.
You are absolutely right.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nice job. What would you like?
Oh, I heard something about Korn.
Yeah, that's going to be at Rockville. You want to go? It's at Metropolitan Park in Jacksonville.
Oh, it's in Jacksonville.
Yeah, it's the big three-day event up there.
Three-day event? No.
All right.
Okay, wait. What are the options?
You want to? You can go see Slayer if you'd like.
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's do that.
All right, hold on. Okay. Aim to make you happy. Pick your decade where you think you know music. I'll give you three smash hits. They were big for the year, but only one was number one for the year.
I absolutely love that call. 24 years old, F.
Yep. I did too. Boyfriend put her up to call.
I don't care.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Jim.
Jim, what's your decade?
The 70s.
Let's go to the 70s. Let's go to the 1970s. You get it. You get the right number one, and you're going to win a prize. All right. 1979, which was number one? Which was the number one song for the year?
I know that one without choices even.
All right, go ahead.
My Sharona.
That's incorrect.
Aw.
Don't play that with me. I'm looking at it. I'm not saying that you were off by that much, but it wasn't for the year on the Billboard Hot 100. But you were incorrect. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Daniel.
Daniel, pick your decade.
1990.
The 1990s. All right, let's see. 1990s.
I don't remember much from back then, but we'll see.
All right, we're going to go with 1994.
Okay.
What was the number one song for 1994?
Say, Stan.
Yeah.
All the way back in 1994, where were we?
We were right here at K-Rock.
Oh.
Was it Ace of Base with The Sign? I'll Make Love to You by Boys to Men? Or The Power of Love by Celine Dion? Which was number one?
Shot in the dark, Ace of Base.
That's incorrect. The number one song, Boys to Men. I'll Make Love to You. Number one in 1994. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hello.
Yeah.
Ahoy.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes. Can you hear
me? You got your phone blowing into the air conditioning vent or something.
Yeah, there we go.
That much better. Thank you. Pick your decade.
90s.
La ta de dee. All right.
You sound like a cat there.
Yeah,
for
I did.
A second.
All right. Which was what song?
Like a happy cat.
I'm
going to
give you three.
You were purring.
Yep.
That's what you were doing. You're purring.
I'm going to give you three. You tell me which one was number one for 1995 for the entire year, which was number one? Was it Seal, Kiss from a Rose, One Sweet Day, Mariah Carey and Boys to Men, or Gangsta's Paradise by Coolio?
Kiss from a Rose, Seal.
It would be incorrect.
No, it's that Boys to Men again, isn't it?
It is. It is with Mariah Carey. That was number one. One Sweet Day. 277-9600.
What do they do now that they're all grown up?
I don't know. They're not...
Men to seniors?
Yeah, men to seniors. Men to Alzheimer's. Ahoy, who's this?
Ray.
Ray?
Yes.
How are you, Ray? What's your favorite decade?
70s.
La da da da. See how well you know the 70s. Which song was number one for the entire year 1977? Was it the Bee Gees, How Deep Is Your Love, Debbie Boone, You Light Up My Life, or the Eagles, New Kid in Town?
Let's go with the Bee Gees.
That would be incorrect. And
Debbie Boone, isn't it?
Yep. If you knew your 70s music, in 1977, Debbie Boone was like number one for the entire year of 1977.
Mm-hmm.
Her song was like number one for like ever.
Yep. And I think records were set with how many times her father was interviewed as to how proud he is of her.
Yep. And then didn't we find out that the person that wrote that song was a mass murderer?
Yes. Complete psycho.
Yep.
So many nights sit by my window.
Yeah. What the hell?
Waiting for someone that I can kill.
Yep.
Yeah, bad guy.
Yep. Debbie Boone was singing it because she thought it was about God.
Well, at that point, doesn't it become about God?
It does. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Ron.
Ron, pick your decade.
I'm going to go with the 70s.
1970s. Let's see. Okay. What was the number one song for the year in 1976? Was it Barry Manilow's I Write the Songs? Was it Rod Stewart, Tonight's the Night? Or was it Wild Cherry and Play That Funky Music?
I'm going to go with Wild Cherry.
You would be incorrect.
I agree with you, though. It should have been.
Yep. Rod Stewart, Tonight's the Night. Number one song for the entire year of 1976.
I didn't think it was that old. I thought it was a couple of years after
that. I know. Looking at it right here. Followed by Wings and Silly Love Songs. But what's wrong with that? And then Wild Cherry was number three for the year. You know, all those songs went to number one at some point during the year. But then they totaled it all up. And what was number one for the entire time? Ahoy, who's this?
Billy.
Billy, where do you want to go?
I'll go 2000s, please.
In the 2000s?
Yep.
All right. Da, 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 da. All right, Billy. You tell me which song was number one for the year in 2003. Baby Boy by Beyonce. Hey Ya by Outkast. Or Ignition by R. Kelly.
Ooh, that's hard. I got to go with Ignition by R. Kelly because that's my girlfriend's favorite song.
You'd be incorrect.
Is it Outkast?
No, it was Beyonce.
Baby
Boy.
I like Outkast better.
Yeah. See, this is where the trick of this game is. They were all number one hits. But one is on top of all of them, lasted number one the longest. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, guys, it's Todd.
Todd, what decade?
Let's go with the 60s.
The 1960s.
Do something different.
You think you know 60s music?
I was born in 75, so no. But
All right, but we'll try something different.
Well, 60s had outside influence, too.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Many of those songs from the 60s outlived their
Oh, absolutely.
Time.
What's your first name again, Billy?
Todd.
Todd, sorry.
Well, Todd, the same goes for you. Don't be a hero.
Yeah. Todd, what was the number one song for the year 1964? Was it The Beatles' A Hard Day's Night? Was it The Beatles' I Feel Fine? Was it The Beatles' I Want to Hold Your Hand?
I know it's The Beatles.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Okay, well, there you go. Half the battle.
I think it's Hard Day's Night.
That would be incorrect.
It's got to be I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come give their mind.
I'm looking at the top songs for 1964 when I mentioned all the Beatles. Here's what they controlled. Number one, I Want to Hold Your Hand. Number two for the year, She Loves You.
Yeah, yeah.
Number six for the year, Can't Buy Me Love. Number 10 for the year, I Feel Fine. Number 14 for the year, Hard Day's Night. Number 20 for the year, Love Me Do. Number 22 for the year, Twist and Shout. Man.
And you know what?
Oh, and number 32 for the year, Please Please Me.
If they were able to put out more records in 1964, it would have been every song on the chart.
It, absolutely. You know, I mean, also charting that year, like, say, in the top 10, you had the Beach Boys, you had the Supremes, and Bobby Vinton. That was it. That was it for the year.
They could literally do no wrong at that point.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Gary.
Gary, what decade?
We got to go with the 1980s.
1980s, all right. First time today in that category?
Yeah, exactly.
The 1980s.
Yeah, I'm a victim of the 80s.
All right. What song was number one for the year in 1982? Was it Eye of the Tiger by Survivor? Ebony and Ivory by Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder, or Abracadabra by the Steve Miller Band?
Oh, my God. Let's go with Eye of the Tiger.
You are absolutely right. Eye of the Tiger, number one for 1982. Nice job. What would you like?
Beautiful. You said Palmetto Pines, correct?
Yeah. You want to go?
Yeah. Is it for two?
I have it as a single right now, so you can both split it.
Sounds great.
All right,
awesome.
Hold on. Got time for a couple of more. Ahoy, who's this?
Mike.
Mike, what decade?
Oldies, the 50s.
All right, let's go to the 50s. Your job to pick the number one song for the year I'm about to give you. Let's go to
Sounds like we might have one of those doo-wop fans.
Yeah, you a doo-wop guy?
My wife is especially.
Okay. Well, here we go. What was number one for the year 1959? Was it Paul Anka and Lonely Boy, Venus by Frankie Avalon, or Bobby Darin, Mack the Knife?
Bobby Darin, Mack the Knife.
You are absolutely correct. It was Bobby Darin, Mack the Knife.
And it would have been a crime if it wasn't.
Yep, I agree. What would you like?
You got any food?
I have Bam's Restaurant in Naples. That's what I got on the board this week.
Okay, we'll take it.
You got it, buddy. Hold the line, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on.
And this is for your wife. Bumbly bumbly did it did it do bumbly bumbly did it did it do bumbly bumbly blip 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 blip.
That's a good one. Hey,
yeah.
All right, let's do. We'll do one more. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Sauce Man from Bonita.
Hey, Sauce Man.
Sauce Man Haney from Bonita. The decade.
90s.
The 1990s. Let's see. All right, what was the number one song for 1996? Was it Donna Lewis, I Love You Always Forever? The Macarena by Los Del Rio, or Tony Braxton, Unbreak My Heart?
So Tony Braxton.
You better believe it was
and
Tony.
And the winner is?
Tony Braxton. What would you like?
Player tickets.
You got it. Hold on. There you go. Congratulations to all of our winners. Some of you, I mean, some people, you know the music. I'll even show Haney. Let's see if Haney will do it. Pick a decade, Haney. I'll do one with you before we take the break. Pick a decade.
I'll do any decade you want.
Okay.
Any decade.
All right.
Any decade at all.
Let's do...
Come at me, bro.
I'm coming at you. 1985. Number one for the year. Was it Careless Whisper by Wham? Crazy for You by Madonna? Or Lionel Richie, Say You, Say Me?
Repeat it one more time?
Sure. Would it be Crazy for You by Madonna? Careless Whisper by Wham? Or Say You, Say Me by Lionel Richie?
I think it's Madonna.
Incorrect.
Is it Wham?
Lionel. Say You, Say Me.
Not one of his better ones.
No, it wasn't. Still was number one for the year because at that time he could do no wrong. Stay by your radio.
He was living off his rep from when he was good with the Commodores.
Yeah, and dancing on the ceiling. When we come back, I didn't like that one either.
I like funky stuff.
Safe word.
You know, like, Brick House.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's Commodore. Yeah, well, Brick House, he didn't do the lead vocal.
Yeah, I like that one. Did he do Too Hot to Trot, didn't he?
I don't think so.
Those are my favorite
Too
Commodore
Hot to
songs.
Trot, baby.
Yeah.
Safe word, stick by your radio.
Hey, it's Dave and Chuck the Freak. And now, back to Stan and Haney on 96K Rock. Everything that rocks.
Hey, everybody. You still have about 3 minutes. 3 minutes and counting to get the 4 o'clock safe word in. The word this hour, big, B-I-G. Just enter that word at 96krock.com on the K-Rock app on your mobile device. Or text the word big to 45911. You got about 2.5 minutes to do it. If not, you're going to have to wait until 6 o'clock with Rob's show. He'll have another safe word for you, but 2.5 minutes. Big. B-I-G. Big. I was talking to you outside. I saw it on the Daily Mail today, Haney. Joe Biden. They have looked at his life in politics.
Well, I was
and
telling
he's
you,
not recognizable.
You go back and look at him in the 1980s, and he's a completely different person.
Daily Mail had a plastic surgeon of a look at pictures current. I mean, right up until like 2008, even all the way back to the 1980s.
And I don't mean just work on fighting aging. I mean, they've kind of changed his face.
They said hundreds of thousands of dollars. Here's where your face changes. You know, the entryway to the soul is through the eyes. When you work, just ask Kenny Rogers.
Ask Paul Hogan.
Yep. When you work on the eyes, there's where your whole features change. But he's had eye work. He's had hair plugs. He's had the skin peels, the Botox, and other stuff as well. But Daily Mail had going all the way back to, I think, when he first came into Congress. He's unrecognizable. Does not look. You
now,
should.
Now, do they go
when
into
lines disappear on your face? He had distinct forehead creases. They're gone.
And he had those in the 80s.
Yeah. He had those a few years back.
Do they go into detail on what exactly he's had done?
Yeah, it's a long article. If you want to bring it up, you can take a look at it. But the doctor goes over various things that he has had done.
Because that's like on a level that like an aging actress would have done.
Oh, precisely. You can rank him right up there with Joan Rivers, Dolly Parton, and Paul Hogan,
mm-hmm.
Kenny Rogers, all of them that have had that kind of work done.
Speaking of aging actresses,
yeah,
poor Linda Evans.
What about her? She used to be just gorgeous. Is she not doing well?
Well, she got too used to being gorgeous.
Well, she ain't pretty anymore. She's old.
She was with Yanni for 9 years.
Yeah, she was with him for a while.
And she dumped him, figuring that something better will come along. And she didn't realize how much she'd aged in those 9 years. Nothing better ever came along.
She was in her late 40s and 50s when Dynasty was on.
Mm-hmm. She held up well for a long time.
Big Valley in the 1960s. She was married to John Derrick, who eventually married Bo Derrick.
But, see, she was very lucky because not only was she beautiful as a young woman,
yeah.
She aged well.
Very well.
She wore it well.
Yep.
But, you know, when you're all of a sudden you're 76, the grass ain't always greener, honey. Yeah. And now she's bitter and alone from what I hear.
I forgot to mention this, and somebody texted us, and thank you for this. Phil McCormick of Molly Hatchet passed away.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, passed away last week.
I am sorry to hear that.
So, sad news in the rock world. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home, brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, I have a few things on the board. We'll start, I think they're all Fort Myers. Crash, Landings Boulevard and McGregor Boulevard. Then we have a hit and run, 18,000 block of South Tamiami Trail right by the Tuffy Auto Service Center. Crash, Fort Myers, 1800 Eunice Avenue North right by the Harns Marsh Elementary School.
And that just doesn't sound like a nice place.
No.
Eunice and Harns Marsh.
Yeah. Well, the kids got to go there, so build it up. It's nice. Fort Myers.
Build it up. It's nice.
Crash on the 11,000 block of Palm Beach Boulevard. And you are up to date. Another traffic update in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's about ready to tell you because he's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know.
Okay.
Men who pretend like they don't particularly care about having sex wind up having far more sex than men who really, really want it.
It's the opposite. The braggarts are the ones that aren't getting anything.
Yeah, you should have seen me last night.
Nobody wants to see that.
And nobody cares.
Yep.
Old trouser trout. Remember that in those days?
Yeah, what a bonehead.
Old Spice wet wipes.
Yeah.
And I don't think if you pay him, it counts as you scoring.
Right.
God, we've known some.
Mm-hmm.
A van carrying donated human organs crashed, and some random guy delivered them.
That was nice of him.
If he knew what he was doing,
right.
It was.
Yeah.
They'll turn.
Yeah. Then you have, because it's, you know, waste. You got to be degaused.
Mm-hmm. You know, you see these people that have been criminals their whole lives, just in and out of jail.
Yeah.
And even though they're getting caught, they kind of know what they're doing. You can always spot a rookie when it comes to crime. A man exposed himself to a woman.
Jeez.
He did this after he had given her his business card with all his information.
Idiot.
And finally, get ready for this.
All right.
The writers have been working overtime today, Stan. Let me see if I can do them justice. You know what? It might be more fun if I had you read it cold.
All right.
Can you just do this headline for me?
Sure.
Just don't look at it. Just do it.
A bunch of bungling Best Buy burglars were busted by butt-dialing 911.
There you go.
Yeah, these stories and more.
That's right. A bunch of bungling Best Buy burglars busted by butt-dialing.
That's a tongue twister.
They've been working, haven't they? In less than an hour.
Mark, thank you. Laughter? Come on, we need some. We could really use it. We could. 4 o'clock fluffer time brought to you by
Hi.
Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
There they are.
Survey says 3 out of 5 millennials say life is more stressful than ever. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things that stress out millennials.
Top things that stress out millennials. This ought to be good.
When things are just not amazeballs.
Oh, I gotta turn you up there. Sorry.
People who say mean things about them just because they're jobless freeloaders who spend all day saying mean things about people.
Where is he, by the way? I need him to run some errands.
You? I need him to run some errands.
Yeah, he owes a lot of people in this building money.
Laugh it up.
Top things that stress out millennials.
Now I know why he's not showing up.
Laugh it up.
Employers not recognizing the value of a master's degree in intersectional gender studies. Going to a brunch and finding out the mimosas are not bottomless. It's been nearly a week since a Democratic candidate has promised to make taxpayers give them something else for free. Trying to live a normal, productive
Laugh it
life
up.
While also avoiding Grey's Anatomy spoilers from season 3 on.
Don't I know?
Laugh it up.
Democratic presidential candidates who aren't woke enough.
Right.
Trying to get approved for a loan with assets of negative $10,000.
That's Dave. He just did his credit score. What was it? 350? 250.
Yeah.
You got to get 550 to even.
Tide ignoring calls for an avocado flavored pod. Oh. Days when they have to get out of bed before noon.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm with them on that.
Yeah,
one.
I know, yeah. Again, you can't go amateur.
No, I got no amateur eligibility left.
Full fledged pro.
Uber drivers who expect 5-star ratings when they don't even provide energy bars.
Yeah.
Laugh it up.
Netflix potentially losing The Office and Friends.
Yeah. Laugh it up.
And finally, the very top thing that stresses out millennials.
Yes.
Starbucks baristas who cannot correctly spell the fake name your parents made to make you stand out.
The building.
And that, my friends, is the
fourth. What? Elvis has left the building.
Email.
Okay.
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Freddie. Freddie Wilhite, one of the greats.
Yep.
I like seeing this. Our buddy Tim wrote this. He said, hey, guys, I just wanted to let you know how great the people of Naples Nissan are. Yes, sir.
Well, you know that firsthand.
Yeah, I do. I was using...
Save your bacon.
Yup, in many different ways. Using the certificate you guys gave me for the car rental back from the Toys for Tots drive, well, I went and used it, and I was treated like gold. Thank you, guys. Signed, Tim. Yep.
Well, you know what the key is. Name dropping.
Oh, yeah.
You're just Stan and Haney.
Yep.
You'll be taken care of.
Yeah. Demand to see Chad or Aaron Walker. And, well, they're in a meeting. Or Stan and Haney sent me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, one moment.
I see their meeting just broke up.
Yeah. Let's see. What is... these were people that wanted to answer our question of the week from last Thursday. This is from Mike. Ahoy, guys. As for my biggest break, I'd have to give that to my F-wife for leaving me and putting me out of my misery. I am now remarried with a great wife with a tolerable amount of craziness. P.S. I also played my waterworks card right and got her to sign the house over to me. Dumb bitch. You guys rock.
You know, you got to think about that. If you end up in a good place,
yeah,
you have to really thank all of the evil, yep, rotten women, yep, for getting out of the way.
That's the truth. It's life's path.
I love Stan, yeah, talk.
That's what, yes, it is.
It's life's path.
You know?
You don't elaborate.
No.
You just say things like that, and that ends it.
Yeah, and I allow you to pick it up from there, listener.
That's life's path.
Yep, because somebody that's listening right now goes, you better believe Stan's right on that one.
Yep.
I remember back in, 2003.
Yeah, whatever. It's life's path.
It's life's path. Come on. This is from Joel. Ahoy, guys. My first big break came from a guy whose name I don't remember and have never seen again. I had graduated from Embry-Riddle in Daytona with all the degrees and flight certificates and nowhere to go. So I moved to Scottsdale, Arizona as a flight instructor, which pays nothing. To pay the bills, I bartended. In walks a guy. I recognized his face from college. He was working as a flight engineer for a small company out of Fort Lauderdale. I asked if they were hiring. He said no, but a new freight company out of Miami was. The next day, I called and was hired over the phone. They needed people in the cockpit. That started a fantastic 25-year career flying international freight, seeing the world. I've had many mentors since then, but he was my big break. To him, I say thank you. Signed, Joel.
That's amazing.
Yep.
So this guy,
life's path.
This guy went and got all of the education and certificates that he possibly could when it came to flying,
yeah,
but ended up bartending.
Yeah.
And if he had not gotten that break,
right,
who knows?
Yeah. Life's path.
But that's somebody that followed their dream,
yep,
and did everything he could, but still couldn't get anywhere without a break.
Yeah, until somebody threw him a lifeline. And now he was able to fulfill his dream because they needed people.
Jesus.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Ahoy, gentlemen. Haney, not sure what you think on the Dolphins getting Josh Rosen.
I think the price was right.
But I think it was a great move. Granted, he's no Brady, but lots of potential.
But I did find out today.
Yeah.
Some are saying that the Dolphins gave up too much.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out they weren't the only team the Cardinals were talking to. That was the narrative, that the Dolphins were the only team. Guess who wanted him?
Who?
New England.
Ah. Last year with the Cards, he was thrown to the Lions and didn't have much of a chance to succeed. I guess time will tell. You guys are the best. Signed, the Guardian. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, a trip into the Wayback Machine. We're going to see what was on the Billboard charts for this very week in a particular year.
And, you know, for those that don't know, it was a very unique situation in Arizona.
Yeah.
There is no way that Rosen would have been traded if it weren't for this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity where they've hired this new coach who says, that quarterback right there is the one I can make this work with. Otherwise, he'd still be on the Cardinals.
Yeah, life's path.
And you don't get somebody that was taken in the top 10 the year before for a late second.
Fork in the road.
That's life's path. That's life's path.
Listen, sincerely, we do this show nude from the waist up and also the waist down. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney, word coming. Director John Singleton passing away at 51. Family announced it.
51?
Yeah. Took him off life support. Of course, known for
what happened
Boys
to him?
In the Hood. What did he have? Something happened. I'll tell you, he was on life support. I mean, he was not doing well. Oscar-nominated writer and director John Singleton has died. He was 51. Singleton's family told Fox News on Monday, passed away peacefully, surrounded by his family and friends. The news comes hours after it was revealed his family made the agonizing decision to remove him from life support. It was a decision made over a number of days. Singleton, a prolific, groundbreaking director who changed the game and opened doors in Hollywood. It was a decision made over a number of days with the careful counsel of John's doctors, with what the family had told him.
You know what? You go through life and you do the best you can. And then you get taken out due to faulty plumbing.
Yep. Well, a lot of these places still have those cast iron pipes.
Yep.
You got to watch out for them. Let's get you updated. We're going to run the Wayback Machine.
I had to have my Chinese drywall removed. Yep. That was really killing me.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Let's see. We will start in Fort Myers. Disabled vehicles, Summerlin Road and Maple Drive. Out in Alva, got a crash. 22,000 block of Palm Beach Boulevard. And you are up to date. We do it every week.
It's just plumbing, Stan.
Yeah, you wouldn't think.
That's why you got to have a good plumber.
We do it every week. We take a look at what was on the Billboard charts for this very week in a particular year. Today we're looking in the middle. Songs just out of the top 10, 15 through 11. Let's see where we're going.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1977.
Remember, you heard it. I'll bet you danced to it.
I did.
Not so long
disco
ago.
Disco era.
Now let's live it up again with Stan and Haney. Number 15.
KC and the Sunshine Band.
South Florida's own.
I'm your boogeyman.
One, two, three.
I'm your boogeyman. That's what I am.
I'm here to do
whatever I can.
Be it early morning. No, not me. Late afternoon, that's me. Or at midnight, I'm fine. Stan's got the early morning. I see Stan's warming up.
I am.
Getting his horn out.
Getting ready to make it up. What better song than KC and the Sunshine's Boogeyman?
A lot of high stepping. Yeah. That's the Stan and Haney difference.
I'm looking at you.
and do what you want. That's what I am.
Can you imagine if Wolf did this?
Late afternoon. Midnight. It'd have a whole different feel.
It never too soon.
Maybe I should do that.
Yeah, give it a try.
Do a cover version as the Wolf.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
That's number 15, Casey and the Sunshine Band. I'm your boogeyman. Oh, look at this. 1977. The Captain and Tennille were still making hits like this one. Can't stop dancing.
God bless the captain.
Yeah, he's missed.
He's one of God's special people.
Yeah.
Stop dancing.
You can't stop dancing just because the music's gone.
Yeah.
That sounds like a rave gone bad.
Somebody on meth.
Yep. They've turned on the house lights. Everybody's gone, but there's one guy still dancing.
His name's Dave.
Yep.
Woo!
No, look. You gotta stop dancing. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Yep. House lights are on.
See, we were easily amused and happy back then.
Of course, all upbeat. Can't stop.
Just because the music's gone.
Go home.
If you acted this song out, you'd be institutionalized.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've seen people that can't stop dancing.
I have.
And you got to throw a basketball at them.
Yeah. Get the happy feet.
Is that what it's known as in the business? Yeah. Happy feet?
Yeah. Walking on your toes.
Oh, get a cap.
Oh.
There goes the captain. Nice. That was a nice 10-second solo.
It sure was. That's all they wanted back then.
He's working his ass off here.
Yeah, he is. Always did. All right, there you go, Captain and Tennille. Number 14 this week. Oh,
this one.
This was my favorite song in 1977. Loved it.
Everybody loved it.
Boz Scaggs.
You missed the boat that day left the track. But that was all he missed. Cause he ain't coming back. Chi-town, Leo lift the money down, let it roll. He said, one more job ought to get it. One shot, no quitting. One for the road.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
Know it. You are the one that told me and then played it for me. Before this, Boz Scaggs played Straight Blues.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. It's early stuff.
Heading for the borderline.
Oh, get it, Captain. Fingers popping.
Yeah. That's a lot of snapping. Oh! Here we go. Big climax.
Now looky here.
What? This week in 77, Boz Scaggs.
And back to back, two of the greatest songs ever.
Yeah, look what came in at number 12. The Climax Blues Band.
This song never gets old to me.
Couldn't get it right. Great song.
Time was drifting, this rocket got to roll. So I hit the road and made my getaway. Restless feeling.
Nice wood block.
Yep. Yep. Might be in the other room.
But I couldn't see the light. But I couldn't see the light. Kept on looking for a way to take me through the night. Couldn't get it right. Couldn't get it right. Belly fever. Made me feel right.
Keep that wood block going.
I like you to ruffle that hair. Exhausted
machine, man.
That's number 12 this week. The Climax.
I'd love to see a beat off between him and Blue Oyster Cult from Don't Fear the Reaper, yeah, with the cowbell.
Cowbell
versus woodblock.
For all we know, it could be a studio guy doing them both.
Wouldn't be surprised, would you?
Not me. Would not be surprised. So there you go, Climax Blues Band. Last one we're going to take a look at, just outside the top 10 in 1977, Rose Royce. I want want to get next to you.
I want to be with you.
There we go. Let's listen and learn.
I want to get next to you.
Yeah.
With you. Beside you. On you.
Yeah.
Okay,
good start.
Waiting on you.
Yeah. Just sitting there. Waiting, sitting in a chair.
That'll remind you right there. You're not a professional songwriter.
That's right.
You can't come up with a line like sitting here in this chair.
Yep. Brilliant.
I want to be with you.
Girl, I'm spending my dimes, wasting my time.
Probably dimes and time.
These are words that rhyme.
Yes.
Can't you see?
I want to be with you.
I want to get next to you.
Yes. I want to be with
tired
you.
Tired of time and dimes talking to you.
Spending all my dimes and all my times. Because I want to be with you.
Dreams of you and I go sailing by.
Yeah, don't they?
Whenever your eyes meet.
They go sailing by
when their eyes meet.
And girl, you make me feel so insecure.
What?
Why would you feel insecure?
You don't want to tell her that.
You want to be secure.
Why?
You're a man.
What
was she mean to him?
Oh,
because he's not her kind.
I see. Well, get over it, buddy.
Yeah.
She don't like you.
Yeah, you're a member of Rolls Royce. You can get anybody you want.
But she doesn't want to be next to you.
No.
She wants to be far away from you.
What do you expect? You're just sitting in a chair staring at the door.
Yeah. Sailing by.
Yep. When you feel so insecure.
Well, I'll tell you, this is quite a letdown after the previous two.
Sure. But it charted higher.
Oh, it's a nice little guitar.
Yeah.
What would you say? Is that more of a flange or a chorus?
The number one song in the land.
He started
this
to
week.
Get to me there, but he went. Woo, do, do, do,
do. Our buddy Glenn Campbell had the number one song with Southern Nights. Mark, Katie in the News is next.
Cause you're my dream come true.
I want to be with you.
Sit in my chair and stare at the door with time and dimes.
While this man sit in his chair and sail on by, I am with you.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
These are the sounds that make life worthwhile. Just a friendly reminder that life is good in the afternoon with Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news in just a second. Rob Show at 6 o'clock. He'll have a safe word for you. Could get you a foul. We'll get you checked up on traffic here in just a second. John Singleton passing away today at 51, the director. Stroke was initially what put him on life support. 51. I guess his family made the agonizing decision to pull the plug because there was no chance for full recovery. That's, you know, what do you want, stroke or heart attack? I'd take the heart attack. Stroke, man. You live through that. That's bad news.
Yeah,
I don't want a stroke.
Mm-mm.
So there you go.
That's pleasant.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry on that. But you know, it's life's path.
It's life's path.
Have to decide.
And it's all plumbing.
Yeah,
it's just plumbing.
What do you want? Punch in the arm. Punch in the face.
It's life's path.
Yeah.
And plumbing.
Yep. Let's get you updated on traffic.
Those are great conversation enders.
Sure. Well, you can be going on and on over that lifespan.
You spill your guts to Stan, telling him your whole, and then he'll finally go, yep, life's path.
Yep.
See
ya. Let's move on.
Life's path.
Yep. It's better than me just saying, I ain't got time.
No, that would be rude.
Yes,
but you say life's path and then walk away.
Yeah.
You sound profound and wise.
A lot of people want to dump on me and just let loose. Say, hey, I have to listen. I'm a good listener. But for me to go and explain, hey, it's life's path.
Yeah, that would be like 20 minutes of conversation.
Yeah.
And Stan will say life's path.
Yeah.
That's the end of it.
Yeah. Let's get some drinks.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Jet's Pizza bringing us traffic this half hour. Just one thing of note on the board, and it is an accident up in Cape Coral. Vizcaya Parkway and Southeast 21st Street. Oh, I'm sorry, Southeast 21st Avenue. And there's so many streets, avenues, and everything up in Cape Coral. Southeast, Northwest. I remember when I lived in Cape Coral. See, here's something I'd never do if I was still there. When I lived in Cape Coral, I lived on Northeast 16th Place. That's
life's path.
Yeah. If it, I could have wound up on Southeast 21st Street.
Sure you could have, but life's path.
Yep. But
life's path.
Life's path took me to Northeast 16th Place.
Yep. Life's path.
Yep. Mark Haney and
the life's
news.
Path.
Yeah, sure. I'm aware of that.
I love it. I'm going to use the hell out of it.
Feel free. And nobody can fight you on it. You're acknowledging them.
You find yourself stuck at a bar, somebody, talking your ear off.
Yeah.
Try it.
Yeah.
Life's path.
Yeah. That's the way it was.
And they're satisfied.
Yeah. Because they start thinking inward, where could I have.
And
made
while they're doing
turn?
That. Exit stage left.
Yeah, then I can leave. Go to the pinball machine.
Yep.
Mark,
and hope they don't follow.
Yes! But see, that's a mild hint. I've acknowledged you. You got it out of your system. Now leave me alone.
Mm.
Okay? Life's path. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason.
Hey, Stan, did you hear about John Singleton?
Yeah, I did. It was unfortunate.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
His poor family and all that.
Well, life's path. Mark Haney in the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
From News Headquarters, this is the Evening News with Dan Rather substituting for Walter Cronkite. And in Washington, Ike Pappas, Marvin Kalb, Bob Schieffer.
Why is Joe Biden
Roger
running
Mudd,
for president now?
Daniel
Shore,
Terry Drinkwater at Camp Pendleton, California, David Dick in Niceville, Florida. And Roy Caron,
you know, you
Marshall
think about
Town,
Biden
Iowa.
Over the years and all that, and the tragedy and all of that, and now he's running for president. What do you think of that?
Yeah, life's path.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, April 29th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. You know, but then again, when you're on it, you don't really know life's path.
No, that's when you get that white line fever. You just start staring at the line. It's taking you right along.
Like, you got here in 1990, I got here in 1993, and I wonder what our reaction would have been if someone had gone, hey, Stan and Haney, come here for a second. Life's path ends here.
You know what? You ask everybody in 49 other states, Florida, paradise. I'd rather end here than to end somewhere like in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Oh, God. It's not even on the menu, my
friend.
Exactly.
Patterson, New Jersey. Wanted it to end here or Patterson, New Jersey?
Well, I wouldn't want it to end in Patterson now because our one friend there is gone.
Well, he's been gone for about 25 years.
Love that guy, our friend Bill in Patterson.
Yeah. Poor guy.
I think we interviewed him because he got rolled.
Yeah. And he fought him off, I think. He was like 70-something years old, fought him off.
And we just ended up calling him.
Yeah.
He became a friend of ours.
Yeah. He'd just tell us what's going on.
And he was a lonely old man who admitted that from time to time, you know, he might put himself in danger because he liked to hire ladies.
Yep. He did, didn't he?
When he got his Social Security check, he'd hire a lady.
Yeah.
And most of them were nice.
Yeah, most.
Some, but he got a bad one.
Yep.
She tried to roll him.
Yep.
Poor Bill.
Yeah.
Didn't we send him something like a care package?
We sure did.
Good for us. Life's path.
Yep.
Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
Speaking of life's path and what could have been. The damn superhero movies are so big now.
Huge.
But they've always been around. I mean, even, you know, you go back to the 70s, Christopher Reeve, Superman.
Yep.
And then you had, you know, various Batman movies always coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the early 90s, James Cameron was hired to write a Spider-Man film. That particular film never happened, but he was hired to write it. Had that movie been made, you would have had Leonardo DiCaprio as Spider-Man, and Arnold Schwarzenegger would have been Dr. Octopus.
That would have been good.
You are a big fan of Salvador Dali, are you not?
Yeah, sure.
Are you familiar with his famous painting, The Persistence of Memory?
Mm-hmm. That's the melting painting, the watch melting and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know the size of that?
I'm not 100% sure.
It's 9.5 by 13, slightly larger than a piece of notebook paper.
Yeah, that's about right. He did a lot of stuff like that.
Or it was just on a tiny canvas?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
It's been reproduced so many times in so many different formats, in so many different sizes. They put it on everything.
Mm-hmm. That and that damn Scream picture.
Yeah.
Sick of that.
Yeah, me too.
Which extends further west, Virginia or West Virginia?
Simply by virtue of you saying that, and I think you might have brought that up once before we had a discussion about it,
mm-hmm.
Virginia's farther west than West Virginia.
Indeed.
Yeah. That's one of those little zingaroos.
Yeah. Life's path. You ever heard of Granny Smith apples?
Absolutely.
What's the deal with those?
They're green.
Well, Granny Smith apples are named after
Granny Smith.
Maria Ann Smith. Her life's path.
Well, did it turn up okay?
Well, she moved to Australia from England, bought an orchard, and accidentally created a new kind of apple by planting seeds from French crab apples, which I guess mixed with something else and created the Granny Smith.
Nobody likes a crab apple.
You're familiar?
Hold on, you said she moved to Australia?
Yeah, from England.
Yeah, she probably had a husband that was put in the penal colony down there, and she wanted to be close to him.
So, life's path.
Yeah, life's path.
You familiar with the red Twizzler?
Yeah, I busted a molar off with a red Twizzler once. Said I get a root canal.
Well, what is a red Twizzler?
It's nothing but candy. It's candy.
Isn't it supposed to be licorice?
No, it's not black.
Yeah, your red Twizzlers do not contain any licorice. They're just a stick of corn syrup.
Yeah. And you think you're eating the real licorice and all that? If you got one of those licorice sticks that they did from the Old West days where the kids would come into the general store in there.
Oh, and get a licorice whip.
Yep. You probably wouldn't like it.
Too licorice-y.
Yep. It's true. Yup.
According to a new study out of Norway, men who pretend like they aren't all that interested in sex wind up being more successful with the ladies and getting it on more than other men.
Don't need a study to figure that one out. It's your big mouth braggarts that are getting nothing.
Life's path.
Yeah.
The researchers say their study found men who are overly eager do not come off as attractive.
Yep.
The study also found women usually pretend to be more interested in sex than they actually are. The theory is they put that out there enough to hold a man's attention as they figure out whether he's worth it or not.
Yeah, I believe that too. They need a study from Norway for all this stuff?
Well, yeah. There's lots happening in Norway right now. Did you see that white whale?
Yes, I did.
Where the Ruskies had...
trained it.
They trained it, and they had straps on it to hold a camera or a bomb.
Yep.
And it comes swimming up to a Norwegian fishing boat, and it's like the whale's asking for help.
Yeah.
Help me.
Yep. He probably was.
So they fed it some fish. It's just going, help me. And then because it's so cold there in the fjord,
yeah.
What they do is they had a guy put on a suit and they put it full of air and they just toss him like a fat guy into the water and he floats on his back to keep the cold water off him.
Yeah.
And he was able to get all of the bomb belts and stuff off the little beluga whale.
But it's all true. They get strapped for bombs.
Yep.
A very social creature.
And what they figure is that it got out of some Russian facility, and first thing it does is goes up to a boat where humans are, because that's what it's used to.
Yep.
Friendly little fella.
Yeah, little rascal.
I think they were feeding him flounder, lucky bastard.
Yeah, man.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
The Diamond District sells more diamonds than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida. Therefore, they buy more diamonds than any other jeweler as well. This season has been extremely successful for Jason and Todd, and they're currently buying diamonds at a rapid pace to replace inventory. If you've ever thought of selling your diamonds or trading in on something new, now is the perfect time to visit the Diamond District in Estero at Coconut Point. Diamonds and jewelry can be rare pieces and command very high prices when evaluated by experienced and qualified professionals. The Diamond District has several GIA graduate gemologists and buyers on staff every day to help identify your treasures. The Diamond District has the largest selection of Forever Mark and GIA loose certified diamonds, all priced at wholesale, below what you'll find online. Your diamonds and jewelry could be worth lots of money and should be evaluated by an expert. Visit Jason and Todd and discover why more people choose the Diamond District when selling or trading their diamonds than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Hold on. This better be good.
Don't worry about it. It's life's path.
Yeah. 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 Ahoy.
Hey, ahoy. How are you?
Good. Do you realize we're in the middle of news?
I do, but I just had a piece of information for you, Stan.
Yeah.
So there was a movie back in the 70s with George C. Scott called The Day of the Dolphin, and he trained dolphins to talk, and then the government boys took the dolphins and trained them to put bombs under boats, and they were going to try to blow up the president. Do you remember that movie?
Do you know he was also in Patton?
I do.
A 50-year-old in Chicago named Robert King was driving home from work the night before Easter.
Sorry.
You all right?
Sorry about that. Yeah.
I thought it was a nice conversation. What are you laughing at?
Yeah, it was a nice conversation. Told us a little something about George C. Scott.
And then I felt like I had something to offer him,
sure,
too. He was in another movie called Patton.
Yeah. So I think we're all good here.
No room for a coward in my army.
We're all good.
Get up, you son of a bitch.
Sorry about that, folks. A 50-year-old in Chicago named Robert King was driving home from work the other night, minding his own business,
yep,
right before Easter, when he saw a van that had been just T-boned at a stoplight. Robert King, being a good guy, pulled over to see if they were okay. And they were. But they asked him if he would give them a ride to the hospital anyway, even though they were fine.
Yeah.
Because it turns out the van that got T-boned was a medical transport vehicle, and they were delivering not one, not two, but three organs to a nearby hospital that had two different transplant patients waiting for them.
Gotta act fast.
Now, they had several boxes with them that contained a liver, kidney, and pancreas, and they had to get them to the hospital or they would miss the window where they were viable. Yep. You know, not to digress too much, but that reminds me of something the great George Carlin once did. Because in here they have a liver, a kidney, and a pancreas, but you know what Carlin used to say?
What?
It was a beautiful love song he wrote. And it goes like this. I sent my sinuses to Arizona. I sent my liver to Peru. I sent my lungs and my kidneys for the summer to Sydney. But I'm sending my heart to you.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
So Mr. King told them to jump in and haul ass the rest of the way and help to save two lives. The liver went to one patient, and the other was a kidney-pancreas combo for the other. The hospital gave him a major award last Wednesday.
Did they? What'd they give him?
Leg lamp. And Mr. King says he's just a believer in the golden rule. He says you should treat people the way you'd want to be treated.
Absolutely.
So that's why he pulled over to help, and plus, life's path.
Yeah. Plain and simple.
Oh, no, I got one more.
No, you got
two
more.
You know, even if you're doing wrong, there's a right way to do it.
That is true.
Evidently, no one told that to 33-year-old Daryl Jones from Bridgeton, New Jersey. Last week, he went to the library and began chatting up a woman.
Good for him.
He thought it was going pretty good.
Yeah.
And he gave her his business card.
Yeah.
Sly dog.
Yeah.
And you would think giving her his business card would close the deal. But Daryl felt like it was anticlimactic.
Mm.
What, I'm just going to hand her my business card now? No. I'll hand her my business card and then show her my junk.
Because that's what she really wants to see.
He was a bit disappointed when she called the cops, but Daryl hot-footed it out of there before they arrived. But since the woman had his business card with his personal information, the police simply went and arrested him for lewdness at the address on the card.
What a stoop. What a stoop.
There's a right way to do wrong.
Exactly.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, three gents broke into the Best Buy in Sugar Land, Texas, around 3 a.m. Sunday. They set off the alarm, but that's okay. They knew it.
Yep.
They'd factored that in. And they were well away, even with the alarm, before the cops could get there.
Yeah, they probably had it all synchronized, get their watches synchronized. We got four and a half minutes to get this.
They did their homework,
yeah.
Stan.
Well, there you go.
And they probably would have gotten away with it. Except
One of them butt dialed 911 from the getaway truck. 911 operators only heard vague car noise, but they pinged the cell phone and noticed that it was moving at a high rate of speed away from the Best Buy that had just been robbed toward Houston. Mm. They put two and two together, and cops caught up with the truck, and although it surprised them, they weren't going to give up easy and took them on a high-speed chase. Eventually, and it's something I've never understood about high-speed chases, if you're running from the cops at 100-plus miles per hour,
yeah,
how does it become a good idea to then throw on the brakes, abandon the vehicle, and take off on foot? If you can't get away at 100 miles an hour, what makes you think you can run faster?
I watch the TV show Cops.
Yeah.
And usually what happens when they abandon the car is when either they blow a tire or they get into like a semi-wreck where they can't get the car out of the dirt or something.
So maybe they got the spike strips thrown on them or something.
Spike strips, yeah. You know, and then they got to do something.
Well, they did bail and took off running, and the police arrested two of them. The third one got away.
I see, yeah. There you go.
They'll rat on him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you put a lamp in front of them, they'll talk.
Yeah. Doesn't take Bob Mueller to turn those guys.
Like a canary.
Yep. Can't wait for the big live PD marathon coming up.
Oh, that's right. Live marathon.
And that's the news for today, Monday, April
29th. There he is, Little Monkey Haney, selling it.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, Little Monkey Haney, selling it like it is.
I'm just strolling down life's path.
Jason Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We will be back. We are Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
What are you listening to? This transistor radio I made myself. Want to listen?
Stan and Haney.
Hey, it's a real radio and it works great. Can I build one too? Sure. All you have to do is put together all the parts that come in the kit. The transistor, the tuner, and the separate loudspeaker for broadcasting. Can you do your own broadcasting too?
Yeah, sure.
Sure can.
I'll do the announcing with this microphone while you work the radio. This is radio station
96 K-Rock.
The do-it-yourself radio station.
Oh, boy, we're radio engineers.
We sure are.
Yep.
Fellows, get your
Stan and Haney
radio at your favorite toy store.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
A lot of education goes into that. Stan and Haney here. Rob show at 6 o'clock. He'll have a safe word for you. Let's get one more look at traffic.
Got a spare diode.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Oh, boy. We got a crash. North Fort Myers. North Cleveland Avenue at North Key Drive. Boy, that's a hot spot. Crash Fort Myers at the 10,000 block of Fowler Street. And you are up to date.
Sometimes I feel like being wispy, and once in a while I feel like being dry, but we're doomed and we're drowned by this feeling we surround, so I hope that I get old before I die.
Yeah!
Everybody.
It's a long, long rope they used to hang you soon, I hope, and I wonder why this hasn't happened, why, and I think about the dirt that I'll be wearing for a shirt, and I hope that I get old before I die.
Clear off the kitchen table, darling, or on the kitchen table I must lie.
I'm just tired for my wife, serve the banquet of my life, and I hope that I get old before I die.
Oh, it's a long, long rope they used to hang you soon, I hope, and I wonder why this hasn't happened, why, and I think about the dirt that I'll be wearing for a shirt, and I hope that I get old before I die. A long, long rope they used to hang you soon, I hope. And I wonder why this hasn't happened. Why? And I think about the dirt that I'll be wearing for a shirt. And I hope that I get old before I die.
That's beautiful. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
So I just got off a cruise ship because my career is out to sea. I'm the longshoreman of comedy. It's great. I don't know if you've been on a cruise. I was on the biggest ship. I'm not saying it's that big, but it had a Sam's Club is all I'm saying. This ship was 7,000 passengers. In 1 week, we used 85,000 eggs. 85,000 eggs in 1 week. All I could think about, somewhere, there's a chicken. Go, I can't do this anymore. My uterus is on the ground. I'm the slut of chickens. It spoils you. I don't know if you've ever been on a cruise, but there's food everywhere. There's food everywhere. So even if you don't know what you want to eat, because you know how it is, I don't want to eat. You go in, it's there. You have Indian pizza, God knows what crap. And then you get home. I got home. I'm so spoiled. I'm in my kitchen with a tray. You see anyone from the Philippines here? Anyone?
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Laughter. Come on, we need some. We could really use it. We could. 4 o'clock fluffer time, brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
There they are.
Survey says 3 out of 5 millennials say life is more stressful than ever. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things that stress out millennials.
Top things that stress out millennials. This ought to be good.
When things are just not amazeballs.
Oh, I gotta turn you up there. Sorry.
People who say mean things about them just because they're jobless freeloaders who spend all day saying mean things about people.
Where is he, by the way? I need him to run some errands.
You? I need him to run some errands.
Yeah, he owes a lot of people in this building money.
Top things that stress out millennials.
Now I know why he's not showing up.
Laugh it up.
Employers not recognizing the value of a master's degree in intersectional gender studies. What? Going to a brunch and finding out the mimosas are not bottomless. It's been nearly a week since a Democratic candidate has promised to make taxpayers give them something else for free. Trying to live a normal, productive life while also avoiding Grey's Anatomy spoilers from season 3 on.
Don't I know?
Laugh it up.
Democratic presidential candidates who aren't woke enough.
Right.
Trying to get approved for a loan with assets of negative $10,000.
That's Dave. He just did his credit score. What was it? 350? 250.
Yeah.
You got to get 550 to even qualify for a car.
Tide ignoring calls for an avocado flavored pod. Days when they have to get out of bed before noon.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm with them on that
one. Yeah, I know, yeah. Again, you can't go amateur.
No, I got no amateur eligibility left.
Full-fledged pro.
Uber drivers who expect five-star ratings when they don't even provide energy bars.
Yeah!
Netflix potentially losing The Office and Friends.
Yeah. Laugh it up.
And finally, the very top thing that stresses out millennials.
Yes.
Starbucks baristas who cannot correctly spell the fake name your parents made up to make you stand out. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Left the building.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.